Hello, I am Phoebe at Ramsgate Radio, and today we will be interviewing a teacher named Mr. Now. He teaches a lovely Year 5 class at RAPS, and we will be asking questions about what it's like to be a teacher in modern times. Let's start with Jess. Mr. Now, what is life like as a teacher?
Well, life can be pretty stressful as a teacher. There's lots of jobs that need doing, there's lots of preparation work, there's lots of marking, but the best thing about teaching is teaching the actual children. So despite all of the really challenging things, you wouldn't do it if you didn't enjoy it. So life as a teacher, you know, is very enjoyable, despite lots of the job being quite challenging.
Okay, interesting. Moving on to Ethan.
What made you start teaching?
Well, I went to university and did a degree called primary education. So it's something that I've always wanted to do. I trained to be a teacher, started when I was 18, and that's what I've always done. So I sort of don't really know why. I get asked this question quite a lot. What made you want to become a teacher? And I sort of don't really know the answer. It's just what I always wanted to do, and it's a good job because I'm not qualified to do anything else.
What subject do you enjoy teaching the most, and why?
I think I enjoy teaching history the most because I have a real love for history. It's just a subject that I really enjoy and I find the most interesting, and I like being able to kind of pass my knowledge on, I guess, and try and inspire other children and people to be as excited as history as me.
What advice could you give a young person who wants to be a teacher?
Well, if you want to be a teacher, I think you need to go and get some experience. So a young person could go into a school and do some volunteering, maybe see what it's like to be in a school and be in a classroom and see if it's something that they really want to do. And if they decide that that is something that they want to do, then you need to work hard in school. You need to make sure that you get the necessary qualifications. Go to university, and there we go.
Passing on to Phoebe. That was really inspiring. But who inspired you to become a teacher?
Oh, that is a good question. Lots of my family are teachers. So my brother is a secondary school teacher. My mum sort of worked in schools. But I don't think there is really one person. I think it's kind of a combination of people. And as I said earlier, I went into schools and saw lots of other really inspiring teachers teach. So I don't know if I could pin it down just to one person. I think it's a combination of people.
Thank you. Now on to Jess for the sign-off. Well, thank you for your time today. That's all for now on Ramsgate Radio.